This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've been telling you about Bullion Max as a great location to go and get yourself some precious metals, gold and silver. You know that precious metals have been a great hedge against inflation for, well, basically as long as inflation has been around. Precious metals, they've got a great history, and you can get yours direct from bullionmax.com without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metals will ship fully insured directly to your home. Now, not all precious metals are about just storing them in a safe and sitting on them. That's the old way of doing things. The new way is the gold back, and we're huge fans of gold backs here. In fact, Bonnie and I, we were just using and sharing gold backs with people over the weekend at a local event. People were just going crazy over them. They loved them, and that's because they are amazingly beautiful, interchangeable gold money that you can carry in your wallet, so you can actually spend gold for the first time in generations, basically. This is incredibly useful technology here.
And almost everybody gets it right away. It's not like Bitcoin where you have to explain it.
You don't have to explain it beyond just saying, hey, this is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. This is what it's worth. Boom. And so you can go and get yours at bullionmax.com/FTL. If you go to bullionmax.com/FTL, it will take you straight to their goldback sales page. Keep in mind, the Wyoming goldbacks just came out. And if they're anything like all the other previous goldbacks that have come out, like the Utah and the New Hampshire and the Nevadas, they're going to go fast.
I didn't know that Wyoming had one out. I'm pretty excited.
Oh, man, you missed out. The captain had them with him over the weekend.
I think
maybe
they're
Saturday, though.
Some of the prettiest ones.
They're gorgeous. They're all gorgeous.
Why are they all Western state? How come they aren't servicing us Eastern states?
New Hampshire's got them, dude.
I know. New Hampshire does. Yeah. But,
You can do it, too, if you've got, you know.
They're out west because they're from Utah.
If you've got some money, you can actually get in touch with the goldback people directly.
And say, hey, and let's do my state.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
You love your state, whatever your state might be?
You can essentially kickstart a state. But the more populated a state is, the more expensive it is to do it.
So why?
Because you'll make more money.
I don't know if there's money to be made in it. I'm not sure about that. But in theory, there would be more orders for a state that has more population. So they have to have more inventory, basically, to support that. But anyway, that's not what Bullion Max does. They'll just sell them to you. You can go to bullionmax.com/FTL and get some goldbacks there, including the brand new Wyomings. And they do have some quantity purchases that you can make through them as well. All right. So let's see. Bonnie, you were just beginning to tell us about this story involving Arizona, a law that prohibited people from recording the police in a close proximity, but it's been frozen by a judge.
Yep. This is from Al Jazeera. This was written September 9th. It says, a federal judge in the United States has blocked enforcement of a new Arizona law restricting how the public and journalists can film police. Agreeing with the American Civil Liberties Union and multiple media organizations who argued it violated the First Amendment. U.S. District Judge John T. Tucci on Friday issued a preliminary injunction that stopped the law from being enforced when it is set to take effect on September 24th.
Oh, wow. That's nice. So they actually stopped it before it even went into place. Good move.
The quick decision came after Republican Arizona Attorney General Mark Brunovich and the prosecutor and sheriff's office in Maricopa County told the judge that they did not plan to defend the law. They were named as defendants in a lawsuit filed last month.
Wow.
Well, the state's attorney or whatever, the attorney general, didn't pass the law. That was the legislature.
But usually the attorney general does the legislature's bidding, and they will defend. You know, they'll go and argue for it. It's amazing to me that the attorney general wouldn't even argue to try to defend this law. They just knew on its face that it was unconstitutional.
Yeah.
It says that it was enacted because of a Republican-controlled legislature and signed by Republican Governor Doug Ducey on July 6th.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it illegal to knowingly film police officers at 2.5 meters or 8 feet or closer if the officer tells the person to stop. On private property, an officer who decides someone is interfering or the area is unsafe can order the person to stop filming even if the recording is being made with the owner's permission.
Wait, on private property,
yep.
The cop can still order someone to stop. Wow. Okay, I thought they had a carve-out for private property. I guess I was wrong.
If they decide it's interfering with their police action.
Which they always will. There's very little chance that an officer is going to say that it's fine if he knows he can order someone to stop recording. They want no accountability. They do not want a third party there keeping them accountable for their actions with video.
Says the penalty was going to be a misdemeanor that would likely incur a fine without jail time.
And it would allow whoever has the video camera to be manhandled and arrested and have their camera footage taken, potentially deleted. There's a lot of consequences here, even though it's just a misdemeanor with no jail time. That's what they want, is they want you, if you have a video camera, to be gone from the scene. And that's why they will turn and send police after you. Even without these laws in place, police are known for harassing these people. They are known. Like, you could be on the obscene people. Not within 8 feet, but I've seen them, like, across a street from a situation, and I've seen police make a beeline for them.
Oh, sure.
And just start lying to them about, you know, oh, you can't be here, and you need our permission to record, and just making crap up just to try to intimidate this person into stopping recording and or going away. I've seen it happen.
And has anyone you've ever known that wasn't doing anything, like, wrong said that they really didn't want to be filmed, I don't know, in public? I guess people think that it's illegal to just be filmed in public.
Some people don't want to be recorded.
Yeah.
They just don't.
They don't want to, but they don't realize that anyone can record them in public.
And they get angry about it.
Dumb type of person.
And I won't do it. I won't record those people unless they're, like, being abused or something in the moment, like physically, and then I feel obligated to. But if
at the very least, you can film them being physically abused, and then if they don't want to, you know, that film to be released or whatever, then I guess you can erase it or send it to them or whatever.
No, at that point, I'm not going to do anything that they ask me to. But generally, if I come onto a scene, if I am, you know, out doing cop block or whatever you want to call it, police accountability stuff, I will ask the person. I will say, you know, if they're being pulled over, I'll say, hey, is it okay if we record this? And sometimes people will say no, and I'll just leave. Like, if you don't want somebody watching the situation, okay, I got other things I can be doing.
Yeah, I've seen First Amendment auditors that stay and they complain to the people, like, we're protecting you. And it's just like, at that point, you're making yourself look kind of bad. And
I think you can say it, but, you know, let them go on.
Yeah.
Whatever. People make their decisions for a variety of reasons, and some of those decisions are good, and some of those decisions are bad.
Yeah.
And you just have to let people make their own. You know, what is it? Good judgment comes from experience. Experience comes from bad judgment.
Mm. Yeah, I think some people don't want to. They're worried that their family's going to see them, or they just don't want their face out there in the media.
Their family's going to find out already that you
were
arrested
and beaten
up. They might
be drunk, being pulled over or something like that. They're embarrassed about what they did, and they don't want any extra attention brought to it.
Or they just literally think it's illegal to film me in public because they are dumb, and lots of people think that.
But my point wasn't
about people being arrested. My point was more, have you ever been doing your job and thought, if somebody started recording me right now, that'd be really bad. Like, have you ever been doing a job so badly that you needed to, like, intimidate someone if you saw them with a video camera? You know what I mean?
No, I'm being recorded every single night here, so I'm used to being... I've screwed up many a times on camera, and there's just no undoing it.
My point was just, it looks really bad when police officers just cannot have themselves doing their public job in public that's supposed to be defending people recorded. That's just...
Sure.
About,
But we know they're not defending people. They're offending people. And
the premise is that in the First Amendment that we the people are the press and a whole variety of things. So if we have to pay the salaries, then we should be able to... I like the term First Amendment auditors. I think that's a really good thing because that's what they are.
That's what they're doing.
Now, frankly, the United States is a lot better than a lot of places around the world when it comes to this sort of thing. But, you know, that... If that's what you want to spend your time doing, feel free.
So good news is this thing has been frozen, and not even the Attorney General or the Sheriff of Maricopa County, one of the most corrupt positions that there have been in the past, as far as Joe Arpaio is concerned, they're not even willing to defend it. So I would say this thing is dead in the water. It doesn't even sound like they're going to appeal.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Mark.
And coming up in about a month, a little less than a month from now. Mark is going to be in Prague for an upcoming conference. It is the second year of this conference. Mark, you attended? Did you attend the first one?
I did, but it wasn't in Prague. It was in Switzerland.
Right. And is the reason they went to Prague for this because there aren't any vaccination requirements to get in there?
I don't know the answer to
I've
that.
I've heard that rumor about that that area. But anyway, it's October 21st through the 23rd. The Free Cities Foundation is going to be having their conference called Liberty in Our Lifetime. But the conference theme this year is Parallel Structures for Progress. They're going to explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. You can still get the 20% discount by using FTL20 as your promo code when you check out through lifetimeliberty.com. That's code FTL20. By the way, the early bird discount ends October 3rd, so don't wait. If you're planning on going, you should be getting things together now, right? Like, now's the time to get the tickets, get your airline reserved. Don't wait much longer. LifetimeLiberty.com, code FTL20, saves you 20%. And I believe that is on top of the early bird discount.
Right.
Yeah. So get an extra bonus savings because you are a Free Talk Live listener with code FTL20 at lifetimeliberty.com, October 21st through the 23rd. Mark is going to be speaking.
And
I'd
love to see you there.
Do you have a topic yet, Mark? Do you know what you're going to talk about?
Let me talk about locating liberty.
Okay, excellent.
How to find it.
There are a bunch of people there that are interested in that, so check it out at lifetimeliberty.com. We're going to continue here. Mark, you've got a statistic poll of some sort that you want to share with us tonight about what Americans believe about the future of the strength, if you will, of America, the influence, what's the exact statement here that you want to share with us?
Well, there's actually several of them here that I think are worth talking about, but 40% of Americans think a civil war is likely, at least either very or somewhat likely, between Republicans and Democrats.
Oh, they actually asked them who the opponents would be? Because we've heard the 40% number. That's not new. There have been a few different polls, I think, that have thrown that out there, but no one has ever, I've never seen anybody ask the question of, well, who's fighting in this civil war? So they actually think people are going to square off, Republicans versus Democrats. It's going to be a slaughter. I mean, the Republicans are
I know. Whose side has guns?
Right.
That's the question you need to ask yourself. But the Democrats have bought more guns in the last decade or so than they've had in my lifetime.
Okay.
You know, they were like, those Republicans are very likely, because if you're a Democrat and you believe that there's going to be a civil war between Republicans and Democrats,
you better arm up.
You had better arm up. Now, I don't believe that.
I wonder if they're as likely to go out to a range and practice. And
practice is what matters, right? Like, the first thing that matters is to have the gun. The second thing that matters is to be able to use it.
Yeah, if you've never shot the gun, you're done. You're not going to.
I'm not saying you're done, but you're better off than the guy who doesn't have it. But it's a really good idea to practice with it, yeah. Let me read the little preamble here, because there's some really interesting statistics in this one. I think it's very interesting.
And this is from YouGov?
Yeah, today.yougov.com. 2 in 5 Americans believe a civil war is at least somewhat likely in the U.S. within the next decade, according to recent polling by The Economist and YouGov. So not a bunch of libertarian extremists here. But what exactly do Americans think a second American Civil War would look like among 15 potential future scenarios involving instability or political violence? The one that most Americans consider likely in the next decade is that the U.S. ceases to be a global superpower. 50% of Americans say that the U.S. is going to cease to be a global superpower, followed by a total collapse of the U.S. economy.
Really?
47%. Now, I mean,
wow.
You know, I don't, just because they say it doesn't mean it's so, but it's scary.
Now, I presume, I don't know if they get into this, but I presume this is going to break down on partisan lines, meaning that Republicans probably greater believe that the economy is going to fail, because the Democrats couldn't possibly believe that their man Biden and their, you know, their lady Kamala and the heroic Dems in Washington, D.C. would ever do anything to put the economy in shambles.
There will be a total economic collapse. Democrats, 38%.
Okay. So what, Republicans, 60%?
So that's 2 in 5, and Republicans, 65%. Okay. That's 2 in 3.
Yeah.
So You know, I mean, yes, it does break down along political lines, but the U.S. will no longer be a global superpower. Which one is that?
Which one what?
The Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats.
Republicans.
See? 55 and 56. Same.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, what is that going to look like if that actually comes to be? Because right now you've got the U.S. military with hundreds of bases, 700 to 1,000. I don't remember what the current number is, but somewhere in that range.
Yes.
Located all over the planet.
More than 500 military bases outside the United States.
Yeah, with like few exceptions, right? There's probably not one in North Korea, but there's in a lot of countries, the U.S. has some sort of facility. And, I mean, even in Cuba, right, there's a Guantanamo base down there.
If you consider that in Cuba, yeah.
It's run by the military, right?
And well, no, I'm not saying it's not run by the military. I'm saying, is it in Cuba?
Well, now you're talking about political lines. I mean, it's on the island, right?
It's on the island of Cuba.
So, you know, you've got these things everywhere. The U.S. military is the world's arguably most powerful military force. What circumstances could lead to this coming true? If 50-plus percent of Americans are believing that America will no longer be a global superpower, how will we get from here to there? It sounds to me, I'm just going to guess here, it sounds to me like economic calamity is the only path that could get us to there.
I think Americans are seeing that Joe Biden, as much as he may want Vladimir Putin to not have invaded Ukraine, for whatever the reasons, I'm not taking, you know, making a value statement on it, but they know that Biden doesn't want that to have happened, and they see the impotence of the United States government in this arena. Like, the United States government is not, or cannot, or something, is not stopping Russia from invading Ukraine. Now, Ukraine appears to be, but to some extent,
that's
they pushed
what
them back.
That's what the mainstream media says.
Well, they pushed them back a bit. I mean, yeah, who knows? Who knows? Again, where am I supposed to get news from if I'm not getting it from the mainstream media?
You can get your opinions from RT and then at least get the other side of the story, whatever the truth happens to be.
I expect RT to lie about things that involve with Russia, and I never look at RT when it has anything to do with Russia.
Well, you might as well be looking at the Ukrainian media if you're looking at United States media. I feel like it's just as bad either way.
I think that the answer is you cannot really know. You can get opinions from various places, but you have no idea what's really happening.
Yeah, and if you care enough, I just don't. I mean, I don't want people to die, but my opinion doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And I have been an anti-war activist for well over a decade, and the conclusion that I've come to is there is nothing I can do except withdraw my consent and my money from a given war. That the war machine rages on and that my opinion is irrelevant to it.
So what is it going to look like when or if the U.S. government, I think it's a when, it's just, you know, whether it's within the next 10 years or 20 or whatever, the U.S. is
200,
no longer,
2000.
Yeah, the U.S. is no longer an economic superpower or a global military superpower. What's that look like? How do we get...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Ian is growing stronger in the Caribbean Sea and is expecting to rapidly intensify into a major hurricane as it approaches Cuba and the Florida coast. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency and has urged residents to take precautions. Cities are taking steps to prepare for the heavy rain and strong winds. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry provides an update Monday.
Make sure you have your supply kit together, that you know your flood and evacuation zones. Also, with the threat of tornadoes, now is the time to review your safety plan with your family.
A man seen on video punching a flight attendant in the back of the head is being ordered held in custody pending federal charges. He's accused of attacking the worker on a flight from Mexico to Los Angeles. The 33-year-old is scheduled to be arraigned in L.A. federal court on October 13th. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you want to join the show here, the number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have waiting for you there. All of those things are free at freetalklive.com, so please enjoy archives and interactions with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can do a lot of stuff there that the other shows charge you for. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. More about the U.S. government, perhaps, if 50% of Americans are to be believed, will have no superpower status within the next decade. And that sounds pretty optimistic to me. But first, let's go to... Yeah, I mean, I think that's great news. If it could be true, I would love for it to be that fast. I mean, 10 years, that's right around the corner.
I don't support that. And the reason is because superpowers... the lack of a superpower leaves a vacuum for the next superpower. And it's not like China is going to just not fill that space.
Well, we can talk about that here in a little bit, but of course your calls and thoughts are welcome. Ryan is on the line in New Hampshire. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gang.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to share a quick anecdote that happened to me this weekend. I thought you might find it interesting. So I took my kid to soccer practice on Saturday, and then we had a little time to kill afterward. And so I'm here in Amherst, New Hampshire. So we swung over to the library. I figured we could I could entertain him for a little bit there. So we went down to the kid area, and I was just letting him browse through books and trying to convince him to let me read him a book and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear some gal, and she's giving a speech, and it's just it's out of sight. I can't visually see, but I'm starting to overhear it. And something piques my interest. I all of a sudden I hear her warning about Punisher emblems on the back of vehicles, and how this could be dangerous. So that piqued my curiosity. I was thinking, what's this lady fear-mongering about, right? Like, you know, who knows why somebody'd have a Punisher thing on? They could be a comic book fan. They like the movie, whatever, you know.
They could be a cop. I mean, they may be...
There's a strong likelihood that they are, have worked for the United States military and carried a gun for them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, who knows, right? There could be a number of reasons. But so I'm just trying to figure out what this is all about. So I start trying to eavesdrop a bit. And the next thing I know, and she's going off about a number of topics. She references something called an appeal to heaven and dangerous
symbols,
dog whistles or whatever you want to. Yeah, different references. And then she says, and I don't remember exactly what she said, but she said something about, and you need to watch out for local folks running for state rep who are free staters, right? So she's looped this all, and she's got free staters. She mentioned 3%ers, and she's going off. And this is the tail end of the talk. So I really didn't know what the heck she was talking about other than she was warning about a number of things. So... But no, this is the punchline, right? This is what might blow your mind. Is when I went home, I was curious about what this talk might have been, so I started researching it. I went to the Amherst Library page to see what was on the schedule. Mm-hmm. I might have missed it, but I didn't actually see anything. But I started Googling around, and because I got her name.
Karen?
Her name was Sarah from Granite State Progress. And so I Google Sarah, Granite State Progress, Amherst Library, something like that, trying to find it. And then I find an article from Patch.com, which is a local publication, and I find the event. This is 100% the event, mind you, because the location, the date, and the time are all there. So this is the title of the event in which she was warning against free staters. The title of the talk was Understanding the White Supremacist Threats to Democracy in New Hampshire.
Wow.
Ooh. And how well attended was this event?
For a public library event, it wasn't bad. There was, that's not saying much. I mean, there was probably between 12 and 20 people there. Probably.
Would you describe most of the attendees as over the age of 60?
I don't know if that was an average, but there certainly were a number that fit that demographic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of mask wearers were coming out.
I'd wear a mask too if I was going to some political event. I mean, you know, who wants to have your identity known? I think this is the same kind of dirty pool that Democrats all over play, right? Like, they can't just say, these people disagree with us politically.
No, they can't fight our idea.
They have to say they're evil at the highest level of evil. Like, they can't go from, you know, just gradually work their way up and then find the, white supremacists, because there's surely some white supremacists in New Hampshire, right?
Probably somewhere.
Yeah. No doubt about it. And some of them may be, they're probably, I'm guessing, a white supremacist, you know, an out one, the one you think of, you know, that kind of thing, vote Republican. And so
good
I see,
of it,
yeah. Now, honestly, I believe the Democrats are the white supremacists, because they're the ones who believe that for whatever reason, ethnic people cannot rise up through the ranks like every other social class, every other ethnic group has in the United States, from, you know, the Germans, the Irish, the Italians, and whomever have throughout the years. But somehow, you know, the black folks can't do it, or the Mexicans can't do it, or whomever can't do it. So
they need our help, say the Democrats.
Right. And that's a white supremacist, mm-hmm. mind you. Yeah. But, you know, whatever, there certainly are people that would burn a cross on somebody's lawn. And I think that's who they're talking about. And it seems likely that those people would prefer a Republican candidate over a Democratic one. But that's what they want to make everybody out as. Like, if you value human freedom and you value people being able to make their own decisions in their lives and not being able to being corralled like human cattle into whatever social program you want them into, well, they must be a white supremacist, because everybody I disagree with is Hitler.
I actually heard something, Ryan, and I don't know who was reporting on this. It was one of the, I think it was like the Free State Project Discord server. Somebody also came across one of these events. I don't know if it was the same one or a similar series being held at a different library. But he said that during the presentation, they actually put a slide up that said that Carla Garrick, who was the Free State Project president, is a white supremacist.
The anti-apartheid activist.
Yeah, from South Africa. And I've never heard such a... I mean, I've spent a lot of time with Carla. I've never heard her utter such a word in any sort of...
I would say the opposite.
Manner. Yeah.
Quite the opposite.
Yeah. Well, you should see the image that they have. And if you Google this, understanding the white supremacist threat to democracy in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. patch.com, maybe you might be able to find it, but the image advertising this talk, I mean, it's over the top. And granted, I don't know exactly what she said about free staters the whole time, but I mean, it's got swastikas, it has Hitler. It's like the impression that this association would give you is just insane. And I'm really curious what she did say, because the way that she referenced free stater, you know, it made me feel like she had referenced it before, because I feel like that's the type of term that to, you know, a public audience you would be not just using without a definition. Because you would be probably correctly assuming that many wouldn't know what you're talking about. So the manner in which that she referenced the free staters, it definitely seemed like it had come up before, and she was just referencing...
Oh, yeah, Granite State Progress is one of the hate groups. I mean, they hate Free State Project participants. They hate the Free State Project, the idea of libertarians migrating here, which is what the Free State Project is, migrating to New Hampshire. Ryan, thanks for calling and sharing that story with us. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. And this is one example of how the people that are in on the left, specifically, are losing their minds and are doing everything they can, pulling out all the stops to do a full-on attack against the free state.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com, and you can do that over there. You can get interactive in a variety of different ways. One of them is our chat server, the Matrix Chat. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com and get step-by-step instructions on how to join our Matrix server. It is yet another free feature and a very robust feature. You can interact not only in the official Free Talk Live related channels there, but also you can create your own channel if you want and have your own discussion with the people you want to talk to, and you can moderate the room however you want to, have the people in there that you want. People try to join you don't like, you can boot them right out if you want. It's up to you. You decide how to moderate your own channels there. Just go to chat.freetalklive.com. Again, to learn more about that, we just had a call from a gentleman who happened to be in a library in Amherst, New Hampshire, and I don't remember where exactly that is. I think it's east of here somewhere.
And, well, of course, it's east of here. Keene is the city farthest to the west, yes, in New Hampshire. But Amherst, Amherst, New Hampshire, is just along 101 near Bedford.
It's a posh
place.
I was thinking of Massachusetts. There's a college down there.
It is Amherst. There's a town.
So, anyway, he happened to be in the library, and he heard a presentation being given about white supremacy, and they tried to suggest that Free Staters, which are Free State Project participants, people who've migrated here as part of the Free State Project, which are full of a bunch of different people from all around, not just the United States, but from elsewhere in the world.
Yeah.
The thing that brings them together is their belief in liberty. The Free Staters, they say, are white supremacists. And this is just plain old, slander. I mean, this is...
Yeah, you have to do some real mental gymnastics in order... and I believe that many of the people who say it believe it, mm-hmm. but if you ask them to back it up, then what they have to do is they have to say things like, well, Free Staters believe in, you know, Free Staters are libertarians. Libertarians believe in capitalism. Capitalism is a system that benefits the powerful elite that are currently in place and, you know, a variety of things like this.
They're going to bend over backwards to try to...
They got to stack up the facts in order to get to racism, not just say... They hate people because of their race.
And, we said so.
Right. Because, well, that's would be what, you know, a white supremacist would be. A white supremacist would be a person, unless you want to manipulate the terminology, a white supremacist is simply a person who believes that white people are superior on aggregate.
And they only want to be around white people, so they don't want them in their communities, other people in their communities.
Yeah, but well, it's likely what they would believe, but I mean, the white supremacist by definition simply means that they believe that white people are superior on aggregate, in, you know, to other races for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Likely that person will want to live only around white people.
That would make them a white nationalist if they wanted to.
White nationalist, yeah, that's the.
That's what I was thinking of, because that's what I always hear. It's like.
Sure.
Well,
they use the terms interchangeably, and they obviously, as we're talking about here, lie their butts off.
Well, it is highly likely that a white supremacist will also be a white nationalist. I mean, it seems like the logical, if you will, conclusion that they would make. And so these, you know, one of the questions I just realized I didn't ask Ryan when he called in was, I suspect he would have told us if he did, but did you ask a question? Like, oh, you just stumbled into this little meeting, you know, stand there, listen for a moment, and then raise your hand. Right? Like, oh, you said Free Staters are... White supremacists? What are you basing that on? Because I'm a Free Stater, or whatever, you know. Just, and this is one of the reasons why a lot of these anti-Free State Project meetings that this group has been having, they're called Granite State Progress, they have been pushing the anti-Free State message for years here in New Hampshire. They hate freedom. They love big government. And they have been on the attack for a long time. And so they've been doing
something,
this.
You know, just to talk about that for a second, it just seems so crazy to me because it's not like the olive branch wasn't proffered. Mm-hmm. The Free Staters did say at one point. Now, you know, personally, I'm not a Free Stater anymore, but if somebody mm-hmm. came to me as though I were one, and I can certainly speak as one, mm-hmm. And they were sort of saying, hey, you want to work with the Democrats? The first thing that I would be thinking is how are you trying to scam me? How are you trying to trick me? Because at this point, the Democrats have acted like such a-holes. And the Republicans have, on aggregate, and mind you, I work within the Republican Party in order to change their platform from the way they had it, because mm-hmm. I don't believe what the Republicans believe in a couple of ways. You know, I worked within to stop that. But sure. If the Democrats came and said, hey, do you want to work with us? We're trying to, you know, we're trying to let the Free Staters in because, you know, we're going to work towards some of the things that you want. And I'd immediately presume they're trying to trick me. And it would take a long time to, you know, convince me otherwise.
Sure. So they've been on the attack for quite a while against the Free State Project. And they've had multiple seminars that have been like this over the years. Now, I don't know if they've come right out. This approach of calling Free Staters white supremacists seems to be somewhat new.
No. They've been doing this all along. This is the playbook. This is move number one.
Okay, it's the first I can recall hearing
I've
about
always
it.
Heard them do that to Republicans in general, like my whole life. Anybody who hated Obama or didn't want Obama to be president was a racist.
Well, but their recent things that they've been saying has been, hey, Republicans, you need to stay away from these Free Staters. They're trying to take over your party. You need to vote for the normal Republicans against who've actually got the leftists spending money to market to the Republicans to try to identify the Free Staters to them in the hopes that the Republicans will not value the ideas of liberty and push back against the Free Staters. They're literally, Democrats are literally supporting the Republican mainstream.
Which is hilarious, but it seems like it's too little too late, right? Like they decided to try to split the Republican Party 5 years too late. They might have had some hope when the Democrats were in power, but at that point they're like, we're going to keep them both down. We're going to crush them. But, you know, now it... I think that there's an interesting turn that occurred here in New Hampshire, which is that the Democrats, because, you know, New Hampshire's just too white, have decided that they're no longer going to use the first in the nation status of New Hampshire. Only Republicans will have their primary in New Hampshire.
Really?
Come 2024 or whatever.
How are they going to do that?
They can do what they want. It's their party.
But the primaries are done through the state. They're not done.
This is what was told to me by an insider.
Huh.
And I don't propose to tell you how it's going to work. I'm just revealing what was told to me
in 2024, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm pretty sure I know which Democrat's going to win in 2024 in the primary. So it really is 2028 that's...
Well, I thought the Democrats really wanted to fight to keep their first-in-the-nation primary thing. I thought that that was the thing. I didn't know they were just giving it up.
My understanding is they're giving it up completely in lieu of another state which is more ethnically diverse. And that is probably going to weaken the Democratic Party here in New Hampshire...
Yeah,
by a little bit.
But I don't understand why is that? Why will it weaken the Democratic Party?
Because one of the my understanding of it, and it makes some sense to me, is that the Republicans. I think we should interview somebody on this rather than have me attempt to stumble my way through it. But that the Republicans will be bolstered by the first in the nation status. You know, they're important on a national scale. The money will be dumped into the state by Republican PACs, and whereas New Hampshire will diminish on a national scale, and the money will not be dumped in by the Democratic Party.
Okay, so what I've heard about this is that this is a state law. Okay, so that there's actually a state law, an RSA, as they call them here in New Hampshire, a statute that says that New Hampshire has to be the first in the nation. Basically, it says if any other state moves its primary up, New Hampshire will move its primary up. That's the way they're playing this. Now, the Democrats may want to change that here in New Hampshire, but they are not in charge of the state legislature at the moment, so I don't think that they're going to get through with that. So I don't understand. And again, like you said, maybe there's somebody out there that knows more about this. Feel free to call in at 603-283-6160. I don't get how they would be able to do anything about this from the outside. This would be something they would have to accomplish by changing, I believe, the state law.
I don't know how it works, but my understanding is that it is a done deal and that the Democrats are doomed. Let's not forget that another issue has occurred is the Democrats allowed the Republicans to win in a year where another time where the Republicans get to set the districts. Mm-hmm. So in New Hampshire, it has to be by town, so you can't just cut a town in half or anything like that. But the Republicans have yet again
drew the lines
for, I think, a century now, drawn the lines.
There is more coming up here. You can join the show. Hour number three is on the way. What do you want to talk about? The big pushback against the Free State Project happening here in New Hampshire. And in my opinion, that's an indicator that we are having tremendous success. The libertarians are being fought against. And that's a good sign.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.